The United States can't shake its image problem overseas. In 10 of 15 countries polled by the Pew Research Center, a majority of those surveyed held unfavorable views of the United States. Though in parts of the Muslim world, there were what researchers called modest gains. Andy Cohut is president of the Pew Research Center. He coordinated the annual survey, and he joins me now. Andy, you talked to some 17,000 people worldwide between April 20th and May 31st. What did you find out about the extent of hostility toward the U.S.?
Well, hostility toward the United States is what I would describe as entrenched in many countries of the world. We did see for the first time, however, some positive movement in the image of the United States. There's a more favorable view of the United States in India, a more favorable view in Russia, and also in Indonesia. In Indonesia, public opinion of the U.S. sank after the Iraq War from 55% favorable to 15%, but now we've seen it go up to 38%, mostly in response to tsunami aid.
So the U.S. did get that dividend from tsunami relief that the Bush administration had hoped for.
They did, and there's some good news on the margins in the Muslim world. We see majorities in most countries, in Muslim countries where we're not liked, saying that the U.S. backs democracy in their country. That's a positive, hard for Muslim publics to say good things about us. And we have some preliminary results in from Morocco, which suggests that maybe the U.S. image is increasing there. But by and large, there's really pretty strong negative opinions of us in key countries such as Pakistan and Turkey, which are some of our most important allies in the war on terrorism.
So in those places, though, in the Muslim world where you did see improvements in public opinion, what explains that?
I think certainly in Indonesia it has to do with tsunami aid. I think President Bush's calls for democracy strike a resonant chord there. There is a desire for greater openness and for Western-style democracy, so to speak.
So the messages that they hear from Washington actually resonate, even though they don't necessarily see evidence of that.
That's true. I mean, and it's going to take an awful lot to move the needle rather substantially in the Muslim world.
Andy, opinions of the U.S. are down in some countries, as you've noted, and in some countries in particular that the U.S. normally sees as allies. One is Great Britain, which is not totally surprising, and I assume that that's largely about the Iraq War. But what about the drop in U.S. approval among Canadians? What explains that?
Well, we see a very consistent slide in opinions about the United States and Canada. The percentage holding favorable views went from 72% in 2002 to only 59% in 2005. We did a little exploration of the American character in this survey, and the Canadians were the Western country to singularly define Americans as rude. A little dust-up between neighbors.
Well, the character study was interesting because Americans continue to be viewed as inventive and hardworking, but also Americans were also seen as violent and greedy.
Yeah, the image of the American character, the image of the American people is very mixed. Now, the interesting thing is that the American public, to some extent, agreed with these negative assessments of the American character. Something like 72% said Americans are greedy, and nearly half said we have a violent streak. The public recognizes that the U.S. has an image problem, and it really comes home in this survey.
Andrew Cohut is the president of the Pew Research Center. Andy, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.